I'm joined by Alan Stein, Jr. Alan is a corporate performance coach, a world-renowned speaker, more than 15 years working with the highest-performing basketball players on the planet, including superstars like Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant. He's been a keynote speaker to major companies like Pepsi and Amex, and he has brought to the game and to you success. The secret, sustain your game, a timeline of short-term, medium-term, and long-term possibilities for you to use to basically present and avoid burnout. Basically, the entire thing is manage stress, avoid stagnation, and beat burnout. He's joining me today. And again, the world of sports, the world of sports preparation, and the world of corporate preparation to Alan Stein, Jr. Alan, good morning to you today.
Hey, good morning, Steve. It's so lovely to be with you.
You know, we were just talking to my co-host who had played a lot of sports over his life, but it was we were talking about preparation. We were talking about knowing your playbook, and being able to get rid of the stuff that you don't need, keep the stuff you do need, and focus on the important things, and perform. That's where it really starts, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think we all intuitively know that that's where you start in the world of sports, that you have a playbook, that you practice the fundamentals, that you work out consistently, all for the hopes of being as successful as possible. And we need to mimic that exact same strategy in every area of our life, in our business and work life, as well as in our home and family life. Those principles have incredibly high utility.
I was reading about clutter. How much time the average executive or average person spends checking emails or writing emails or wasting, get it done, get it out of your way. But you got to get the clutter out of your life before you can focus on what's really important. Is that right?
Oh, boy, you hit the nail on the head with that. And I realize that everybody has a different preference when it comes to organization, a different preferences in the way that they like to do things and so forth. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. But what's most important is that everyone has the self-awareness to know how they operate best and what types of quote-unquote clutter need to be removed from their life to reduce friction so that they can then proceed to the highest performance possible. And email tends to be one of the biggest thorns in the paw of most people, that time is not best invested in email at present.
You're also was reading about the fact, is it manage your day as well? And I'm up very early in the morning, but the things you do, if it's very important, do it first thing in the morning. It's always best to be doing it things when you've got the most energy. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love where you're going with this. And that, again, comes back to self-awareness. Each of us needs to know wherein is our energy and focus optimized? Is it super early in the morning? Is it mid-morning? And there's even a small percentage of folks that prefer later in the evening and late at night. I tend to be wired very much like you, Steve, where I prefer the early morning hours. So I build my day accordingly. But the most important takeaway from this is that folks know when they do their best work, and then they do their best to schedule their day accordingly and take control. So don't be at the mercy of everything and everyone else. You need to take control and design your day so that you can optimize your performance.
Beating burnout. What is the secret to beating burnout? That's one of those things where you just sort of you feel like you're going nowhere. So what do you do to get that spark back again?
Well, I believe burnout comes from misalignment. It comes from when the work that you're doing, the hours you're putting in, and the sacrifices that you're making are no longer in alignment with your interests or your core values or the person that you're trying to become. So that means one side of that equation needs to change in order to reduce burnout. So you either need to start finding different work or different hobbies that aren't aligned, are aligned with your interest and values, or you need to tweak your interest and values. But we need to make sure that everything is in alignment, especially when it comes to our work, because for the vast majority of folks that listen to your show, that consumes a large portion of their day. Each and every day is their vocation and their work. So we want to make sure that we're working towards being the person that we want to become, and we're working in alignment with our core values and our interests.
You know, I was watching the Masters tournament, and Tiger Woods, obviously, he was the phenomenon, and watching him playing at his top level in round one, and then coming back in round two. But you saw the fact that you knew that he had been in a near fatal car crash, but he simply had that will to keep going. And he said at the end of the thing, it's the most pain he's ever been in, ever in his world of golf. But, you know, he also said it was a victory because he did do all four rounds, even though he found out he had to test himself out. And people have to test themselves too, don't they?
Absolutely. And in order to test yourself effectively, you have to get close to that line, to get close to that edge. You have to kind of figure out what your threshold is. You know, in the world of sport and in Tiger's example, that is literally a physical pain threshold. For most of us, it's not necessarily a physical pain threshold, but a mental or emotional one as well. And it's important that we learn to stretch outside of our comfort zone, that we need to push those boundaries. Doesn't mean we need to take a running leap over a cliff, but we need to test those boundaries so that we can consistently grow and improve and evolve. And the more comfortable you can become being uncomfortable, then the more you can, you know, continue to push those boundaries progressively over time. And that's really the key to sustaining your game.
And no matter what, you got to really love what you're doing, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly my belief that we're only on this planet for a very short period of time when you look at the broad scheme of things. And I think to maximize happiness, fulfillment, inner peace, we should aim to spend as much of that time doing things we enjoy with people that we enjoy doing them with. Absolutely.
Seeing top performers at their very, very best and seeing them respond, seeing them perform, seeing them go through all of the stages of a career, because there are stages in every career, finding ways to get it back again. And I guess the example of Tiger getting it back again when nobody thought he was ever going to be able to be back again. That's success, and that success will also work in business, won't it?
Oh, it absolutely will. And I think Tiger is a perfect example, and we could produce a long list of both athletes and high performers in business and other areas. And really one of the major keys to that, Tiger specifically, is the work they put in during the unseen hours. It's the work when the cameras aren't rolling and the lights aren't on. It's what you do and how you behave and how you lead your life when no one else is watching. And what we do during the unseen hours absolutely dictates how well we perform during the seen hours.
Exactly. I read a book by Arnold Palmer once where he said, hey, you don't show up at the golf club and just simply shoot a 66. He said what you do is you have to hit 500 balls that day before, or 500 balls a day for day after day after day, to know exactly what's going to happen. But anyway, preparation and sustain your game. Sports, an analogy, but sports making it work. Alan Stein Jr., sustain your game. If they want more about you, what do they do? Where do they go?
If they're interested in the book, they can go to sustainyourgamebook.com or just search Sustain Your Game on Audible for the audiobook, or on Amazon if they'd like to order a copy. And if they need anything about me or from me, they can just go to alansteinjr.com. And I'm also at Alan Stein Jr. on all of the major social platforms.
Alan, thank you so much for joining me, and good luck, and continue sustaining your game, okay?
I'll do that, Steve. You do the same, my friend. Thank you.